Most of the other GOP hopefuls visiting Colorado over the past week have stuck to the talking points, jobs, the economy, healthcare. But at one of his just two Colorado appearances yesterday, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich seemed eager to talk about things that a lot of Westerners follow quite closely. The Department of Interior, the Endangered Species Act, the Environmental Protection Agency, and specifically for Gingrich with the EPA, his plan to shutter it and replace it with a new agency.
The Environmental Solutions Agency would have to have as a first test common sense. And you can talk to any farmer anywhere in America about the proposed dust regulations, and you will have an initial idea of what I mean by common sense.
Republican lawmakers from eastern Colorado in particular have criticized those proposed dust regulations. The Department of Interior has also been a frequent target for the GOP due to recent revisions in rules that some say have led to a slowdown in oil and gas drilling in states like Colorado.
Remember, the reason North Dakota has 3.5% unemployment and has had seven straight tax cuts at the state government level is because the oil was on private land.
Both Gingrich and rival Rick Santorum were speakers at an energy forum yesterday on the Colorado School of Mines campus in Golden. When it was his turn, Santorum, too, narrowed his attacks on President Obama's energy platform and its emphasis on renewable power.
So we have an opportunity in this country, under a new president, to have a re-energizing of America.
Both candidates reiterated pledges that they would sign executive orders to expedite the stalled Keystone oil pipeline should they get elected. That's looking less and less likely if the polls are any gauge. Another indicator might be the state's Democratic Party, which has lately focused its attacks exclusively on Mitt Romney.
For all of Romney's pandering and promises, he's nowhere to be found on things that matter to people's lives.
That's State Representative Rhonda Fields, an Aurora Democrat, speaking on a press call yesterday leading up to Mitt Romney's rally in the expected battleground of Arapahoe County. For his part, Mitt Romney has barely mentioned his rivals here either in recent days. Here he is at a weekend rally in Colorado Springs.
We elected this president to lead. He chose to follow. Now it's time for him to get out of the way.
Romney certainly seemed like the clear frontrunner at that rally, especially since there was a hefty Secret Service presence and limited press access, unlike some of the recent Santorum or Gingrich events.
Well, we like him very much.
Joe Roach, who's retired, came with his wife and said he's confident that Mitt Romney is the one who can energize Republicans, even if it hasn't happened everywhere just yet.
There are four good candidates, but we think that he brings the kind of executive experience that we need in the White House right now.
Still, some Colorado Republicans, like 18-year-old Michael Walters, worry that the drawn-out, bitter primary will divide their party and lessen its chances come November.
We're all sort of quarreling amongst ourselves about who we think is better. It's going to divide us while the Democrats are standing strong.
Back in Golden yesterday at a brief press conference, for his part, Newt Gingrich said he had no plans to back out of the race. He also said he and Senator Santorum are succeeding in, quote, stopping the front runner.
So how does he go out and argue that he's the more electable? If you look at the turnout, everywhere that he wins, the turnout's down.
Gingrich staying in the race suits some voters like Mark Heiberger just fine. He left a separate small Gingrich rally yesterday feeling encouraged about the former speaker's plans on domestic energy.
I think that if you get a strong conservative like Newt in there, that people will form behind him and support him.
Colorado Republicans will caucus beginning at 7 tonight. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.